Hi everyone, and welcome to InQuest Singapore. I'm so happy that you have joined us this morning. Before we go into the worship, where Jeffrey and Michelle are going to lead us in worship, there are a few things I want to share with you, and especially in relation to announcements. And the first thing is that we are so happy that we have entered phase two. But at this moment of time, at this point of time, we will continue on with our services online, as the decision has been made after evaluating the limit of 50 people as well as other precautionary measures. But we are praying and we continue to pray because we long, of course, to come together again and come together physically and be able to worship God and meet one another. So I just encourage us, let's continue to pray for that and believe for that. Because I know that for myself and for so many of you, that is something that we long for and something also we need as believers. And I want to also remind us that today after the service, straight after the service here online, we are going to meet up at Zoom for a time of game and fellowship as a church for the whole family. So I encourage you to come and be a part of it, because we really want to be joined with you guys again and see all of your faces again. So do remember that straight after this service today, we will meet on Zoom. Another thing I want to mention is that the 9th of July, we will have Moms Connect, and it's going to be a talk about resilience and adaptability. And I just it's going to be via Zoom at 9:30 in the morning. And it's outreach, so this is meant for us, even though we cannot meet physically, but still reach out, especially to mothers during this time that we may think there are in need of this. So even though you may be male, and even though you may be a working mom and cannot join yourself, I still encourage you to think of someone that could benefit from this and invite them to join us. But before we go into worship, let me just come before God together with us in prayer. Father, we just want to praise you and worship you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we can come before you. And Lord, we just want to pray that as we go into worship this morning, may you prepare our hearts to really worship you in spirit and in truth, and to hear from you and hear what you are saying to us. And at the same time, Holy Spirit, just be given to you in worship, that our hearts will not focus on anything else, but our hearts will focus on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So let's come together before God in worship.
Good morning, church. Welcome to the online worship. Let's worship our King. Worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how the self overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, to conquer the grave, to free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. Every storm, you'll be faithful to evermore. You have done great things, and I know you would do it again. For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things, God. You do great things. hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You freed every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. Oh hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You freed every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Above it all, hallelujah, God. Unshakable, hallelujah, you have done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it all, hallelujah, God, unshakable, hallelujah, you have done great things. And hallelujah, God, above it all, hallelujah, God, unshakable, hallelujah, you have done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You freed every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. Oh hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. Oh free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things.
Hallelujah.
The mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has not a grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the rolling lion declared a grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the rolling lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Hallelujah.
Jesus, precious Jesus, oh boy.
Let's pray together. Father, we just want to thank you for today, Lord. God, we worship you and we praise you. Jesus, we thank you that we have the privilege to come together as a church today to worship you together in spirit and in truth at the same time as we can come and we can have the expectancy to hear from you, Lord. And Father, we just ask you, your presence, invite your presence into every home, every family, into every individual's life. Because Father God, you are still on the throne today. You are still the great God that created the universe. And we thank you, Father God, you are still the God of creation. And we just pray, Lord, as we go into the Word today, may you speak into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today's message is going to be about what will be your response when the Word of God meets logic. And, you know, before we make decisions in life, we usually count the possibilities. We weigh the pros and the cons. We weigh if there are any obstacles, if there are any challenges along the way. And we think about what can be done and what cannot be done. And at times when it comes to our lives and we feel like, because sometimes in life we feel like things are closing in on us. We feel like we're meeting stop sign after stop sign. We're meeting challenge after challenge. And it might be that at that time that we feel like financially, things are not as stable as we want it to be. Or we are facing some kind of a crisis. But it's so important to know that when we are between different things, they want to kind of squeeze us. We may feel squeezed at times. We may feel the pressure at times. That is so interesting as well when we look upon our life in the midst of those moments, in the midst of those times. What is coming out of me? What are the results in my life, in the way that I treat the situation, in the way that I speak, in the way that I think? And oftentimes when it comes to the Word of God, in the midst of those situations, it has the tendency to contradict the logical solution. I don't mean that every time God speaks to us, it always contradicts logic. But oftentimes, when He speaks, it is contrary to the things that we see. It's contrary to the things that, the way that we experience the situation at that moment of time. And it may even be that at times we feel squeezed by the situations that we face. At the same time as the Word of God comes, it also can give us a certain way of feeling the pressure of it. Not a bad pressure, but the pressure of trusting the Lord. Like we feel squeezed between those two things. What is the things that I see and the logical way of doing things, or even in the midst of situation where we feel like there is no logical thing even. Things are just difficult and things are just hard. And we may feel the pressure of it, when we feel a little bit of that we are being squeezed in that situation. And at the same time, we hear the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord may just may be so contrary to what we are seeing. And it is in those moments of time that we see what is on the inside of us. What is the response that comes? What is the foundation that we're actually standing on in the way that we deal with it? And there are two characters that I want to look at today, one in the New Testament and one in the Old Testament, when it comes to exactly this kind of situations, where they are faced with the reality of things, but they're also challenged. They're challenged by the reality of things, but they're challenged as well by the Word of God. And what became the results of the things that they responded in those situations? Because, you know, for example, if you look upon the example of when we squeeze a lemon, what do we get out of it? We get lemon juice. When we squeeze toothpaste, we get toothpaste. Why? Because that is what is inside of the tube. That is the liquid inside of the lemon. And I want us to look at it in that life, in that perspective, as we look upon those two characters, biblical characters today, as we look upon their lives and how they responded to the Word of God, to kind of look within and see, how am I responding to the Word of God at this moment of time in my life? And the first person I want to speak of is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Because when it comes to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and this passage that I want to read to you from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, we usually hear this passage when it's close to Christmas time or during Christmas time. But there is so much in there that we can see in relation to a very humble heart before the Lord. And as we read from verse 34, we find that the angel Gabriel has come to Mary to announce to her that she will have a son, and his name will be Jesus, and he will be son of the highest, of the Most High. So if you read in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, 34 to 38, then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered her and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. So when we look upon this passage, we find that Mary is receiving those great news that is going to change and transform history forever. That she will carry a son and his name will be Jesus. And this Jesus that she was supposed to carry would become the Savior of the world, the Messiah, the one the people of Israel have been waiting on. And her first response as the angel Gabriel comes with the news is, "How can this be? How is this even possible?" Because she was not married. And she, even though she was still to be married to Joseph, but her question doesn't seem to be one of unbelief, but more of trying to understand, how is this going to happen? Because in the reality of things, the physical reality, it absolutely made no sense. I don't think it mattered who would be at the receiving end of those news, that in the logical way of seeing this, it doesn't make any sense. It has to be a supernatural thing. It had to be God's invention coming in, God's power, God's miracle coming in. And what I want us to see in this scenario is that in this moment, as the word of God comes to Mary, she is challenged from two different perspectives. Because in the logical, she would for sure be challenged by the fact that with her saying yes to the calling of God, she would be risking to lose her family. She would be risking the very fact of losing Joseph. Because who was she to know? How was she to know if he would even believe her and her story? She had the risk of losing her family. If her father rejected her, she could even have been forced into prostitution to try to maintain her life and having the finances or something similar. So she was at the risk of losing her reputation. So in a way, Mary was risking everything at that point of time. Unless Joseph would agree to marry her, and she would probably remain unmarried for the rest of her life. So here is Mary. She's getting the news. She's feeling probably the pressure of knowing what will await her if things will not turn out well for her. So she's feeling the pressure, the squeeze of that, being squeezed. And at the same time, she's experiencing the word of God challenging her to the core of her faith. Will you go where I have called you to go? Are you willing to carry the Savior of the world? Are you willing to believe the impossible that doesn't maybe have a logical response to it? But what Mary says in the midst of being challenged in that way, in the midst of sensing those two different views, what came out of her was, let it be done according to your word. So the end result, her end response to God was, let it be done according to your word. Not according to the logical things, not according to what I see in the physical and what may await me, even if I say yes to you, but let it be done according to your word. So being in between those two things, what came out of Mary, as I said before, when you squeeze a toothpaste comes out. When Mary was challenged in this manner, what came out of her was not unbelief, but was a full submission to the plans and the purpose of God. And we'll put a picture on the screen right now of a screaming chicken. That when you squeeze that chicken, it makes a sound. And the question I want to ask us today is that when we are being squeezed, when we are being challenged, what kind of sound will come out? What is the response that comes out from our innermost being in the midst of that, feeling squeezed in that manner, feeling challenged in that manner? Because what came out of Mary was, let it be done according to your will. Let it be done according to your word. There was submissiveness. There was a full surrender to God, even though she could know that logically it did not make sense. Logically, it may not even make sense for her own future. But the word of God came in, and her response to the word of God was a full submission to God and what he said. And what is so interesting is that Mary takes the words of the angel that says in the Gospel of Luke, verse 1:37, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." And when those words had been spoken by the angel, the word of God came in. The calling of God was there. The desire of God, the dreams, the calling that he had for her life. And the word of God came in and it challenged her. Because with God, nothing will be impossible. Which is similar to the words that Jesus said to the disciples in Matthew 19:26. In relation to, in the context of the rich young ruler. And he says, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible." So, as the word challenges us today, and the word of God comes to us, because the word, when it comes to the God that we serve, the Bible says, with man, things are impossible. There are a lot of things that cannot be done in our human capacity, in our human ability. But then the word of God says, with God, nothing is impossible. Does that mean that he goes against his own character? Does that mean that God goes against his own word? No, absolutely not. Within his own word and according to his character, of course. But what we need to realize is that the word of God will always challenge us. And oftentimes the word of God will challenge the logical things, the things that we see, the things that we sense, the things that we experience. It will challenge our emotions. But when we are feeling the squeeze, in a sense, when we are feeling the pressure of our situation and we are feeling challenged by the word of God, what is the response that comes out of us? Will it be unbelief or will it belief? Will there be confessions of faith or will there be confessions of doubt? Because it's not until we are in the midst of those situations that are beyond our comfort zone, beyond our own capacity, beyond our own ability, that we can see what actually comes out. So do we believe that nothing is impossible for God? Do we have faith in him? Do we trust him? Do we still expect miracles? Do we still expect him to move in our lives? Do we still believe that he is greater than what we face at different times in our lives? It may be financial, it may be healing, it may be relational, it may be even a dream and a desire that God has placed in our hearts that we don't know in any way how it is going to come to pass. But there needs to be a decision in everything that we do, and that's where faith comes in. Whom do I believe? In whom do I put my trust? Mary, in that moment of time, her surrender was to God. Her confession was to give God the room to do what he wanted to do, to bring in the Savior of the world. And it was in that full surrender, it was in that confession of faith that it gave space for God to change history forever. Because we need to realize that the challenges that we face right now is not our end station. It can't become our end station if we are feeling too comfortable in it and we are not allowing the Holy Spirit to challenge us. But we need to realize that with God, nothing is impossible. And you may say, but Pastor, isn't that a little bit too much? Haven't you been reading the news lately? Are you not aware of what's actually going on in the world? I mean, there are a lot of things that are impossible right now. You know, when it comes to the Word of God can never be watered down by the news. Then I'm not talking about being ignorant. I'm not talking about not knowing things. Because, of course, the news and being aware of things is something that we need to be, because that's our prayer list even. But what we hear and what we see in the Word will always challenge the reality. The Word of God will always speak into the most impossible situations. And the Word of God will always need to have the highest authority in our life. Not talking about being ignorant, not talking about not knowing what is going on, because we need to do that. But at the end of the day, what is the greatest authority in my life? For Mary, it was God. Mary recognized what God was doing in her life. When the Word of God came, her heart was ready, and she was ready to commit to it. And the same thing with us. When the Word of God challenges logic, when the Word of God challenges our human way of seeing things, and we feel that squeeze and the pressure of things, what is the confession that comes out? Will it be a confession of faith? Will it be a confession of surrender? Would it be a confession of, Lord, here is my life, here is my situation, I invite you in to show yourself mighty, and I put my trust in you. Another person I want to look at today is Gideon. You know, Gideon was for sure feeling the pressure and the squeeze, being squeezed between impossible situations. You know, he was, when God found him, when the Word of God came to him, he found himself in the vine press. And we can read in Judges 6:11-16. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the vine press in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Gideon said to him, O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? So he said to him, O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. So in this passage, we are finding that Gideon, when the Word of God came to him, he was threshing wheat in the wine press. And just that sentence tells us that there was something wrong, something not as it was supposed to be, because you're not supposed to be threshing wheat in the wine press. You know, when you were threshing wheat, you were supposed to do it out in the open. But the wine press will usually be a little bit underground. So when God finds, when the angel of the Lord finds Gideon, he is not at his very best. We see that he is feeling the pressure of the Midianites, and he's trying to hide away from them. He is being fearful. He's trying to avoid any confrontation with them. But it's right there that the Lord comes to him and he asks him and calls him to do the impossible. I mean, for Gideon, it made sense to hide. It made sense to stay away. But the Lord comes and he speaks to Gideon and he says, you know, he says to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. And one may think, just what is God thinking? How can he say something to someone like Gideon that is finding himself in that situation? But what God is doing is that he sees something in him that Gideon doesn't see himself. It doesn't have any logical explanation in that sense that God is calling him and calling him a mighty, mighty warrior, a mighty man of valor. And not only that, but he's saying that the very thing that he is hiding himself away from is going to be the very thing that he is going to defeat. And not only defeat, but he is going to defeat them for the whole nation of Israel. So Gideon finds himself, just like Mary, between the obstacles and the word of God. He finds himself that, in a sense that squeeze or that pressure of seeing, you know, he's hiding away from the enemy, and the enemy is out there, and he's trying to avoid that. And then the word of the God comes, and it just challenges him to step out in authority and become the man that God has called him to. And the same thing as with Mary. Yes, in the story of Gideon, he needed a little bit of a kind of he needed affirmation from God, another kind of God showing him that he was really with him before he actually dedicated fully to it. But once he saw what the Lord wanted to do, and he trusted, and he put his word, he's put his faith in the word of God, is where the submission of the heart comes. So again, as I spoke about that chicken or that toy, that when you squeeze, the sound comes out. You know, what was the sound that came out of Gideon? It was the sound of submission. It was the sound of surrender to God. It was the sound of giving his life to him and trusting him that what he said was true, even though it was contrary to everything that he believed in himself or what he saw. And as I said before, at the end of the day, the very thing that he was afraid of was the very thing that he defeated. And when he put his faith in God and his word, the things that happened would change history for the nation of Israel. So every time we put our trust in God, every time we choose to put our trust in him more than the things that we see, if what God says to us is contrary to the things that we see, contrary to the logical things that we experience, but the moment that we put our trust in that, the moment we, in the midst of feeling the pressure or feeling that, you know, we find ourselves in between those two things, but the moment we say, Lord, I surrender it to you, God gives the opportunity to come and move. The moment we put our trust in what he has said more than anything else, it gives him opportunity to come and change the situation that we find ourselves in. But we can also choose the opposite. And the moment we feel pressed by situations, we feel we are being challenged, it could be the opposite that comes out of our mouth. The sound that comes out of our mouth would be more of a self-centeredness, feeling sorry for ourselves and even blaming God for all of it. You know, it's when we are challenged that we see what is inside of us. What is the foundation of our faith? How strong is the rock that I stand on right now? And together with Gideon, together with Mary, that the words that come out of our mouths in the midst of those situations can be a submission to God, can be the word of God, that we put our trust in, yes, there is nothing impossible for God. It doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter how big of a mountain we face at this time. What will come out of us? What will be the confession of our faith? What will be the one that we trust in? Is it God or is it something else? Because in the midst of those situations, we need to choose to not feel sorry for ourselves. We need to choose to, even though we are challenged, and we are challenged by the things that we see, as I said before, and the word of the Lord. And we hear the word that says, nothing is impossible for God. In that moment of time, will it spark faith in us? Or are we going to choose to walk aside from it? Or are we going to choose to just ignore it because it doesn't make sense? We need to believe God and we need to submit to God. God called out in Gideon what he saw in him. Romans 4 and 17 says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as although they did. He called out something in Gideon that he did not see. But God called it out. And something that did not exist at that moment of time, God called it out. And as He called it out, it came into existence. What is God calling out in your life today? What is God challenging you when it comes to your life today? What is God saying about that very thing that you find yourself in? Because I know that many are experiencing themselves in a little bit of a change in life. And we are maybe asking the Lord, what is the next steps for me to take at this point of time? But it's so important that we allow the Lord to challenge us, to bring us to the step higher of our faith, to bring us higher in believing Him and believing that everything that He has invested in our lives will come into full come into full being through us putting our trust in Him. So what is the Lord saying to you today? What is the Lord challenging you today? Are you feeling a little bit of that? You're feeling that you are being squeezed in a sense. What is going to come out? What will be the words that come out of your mouth? Will it be, yes, God, for you nothing is impossible? Both of those, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Gideon. And you may think, why those two characters? Because in both of them, as in many others, as we look upon the Bible, we see that surrender. Both of them faced impossible things. But when the word of God came, they surrendered to Him. The word of God released something and they believed it. So if we put that picture of the chicken up again on the screen, you know, when that toy chicken is being squeezed, there is a sound that comes. What is the sound? What is the sentence? What comes out of us when we feel the challenge? When we feel squeezed, what will come out? Will it be, let it be done according to your word? Will it be, I submit to you, even though I don't understand and I even don't know how it's going to come to pass? But at the end of the day, it's not up to us to get it all up here. But it's up to us to be obedient. It's up to us to trust. And just as God did great things through them, God will do great things through you as you put your trust in Him. God will accomplish wonderful things through your life as you put your trust in Him. God will continue to open up opportunities that were impossible to be opened up because you put your trust in Him. Because your confession was not one of continuously doubting the Lord, but your confession became in line with the Word of God. And you know, as a pastor, it's so wonderful to hear that even during this time that we are facing right now in the world, that even in the midst of that, to hear how God is providing jobs for some of you, when it should be impossible, but still He is making it possible. And if He is doing it for some of His children, He wants to do it for you as well. Or if there is a situation of different kind of challenges, as we see that He is working in His church, He wants to work in your life. And faith is something that when we put our faith in Him, it releases His will, His power, and His solution into our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God. Nothing is impossible for God. Let's pray together. Hallelujah, Father God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father, we just want to praise You and we worship You right now. Lord, I just pray for every person that is has joined us, God. And Lord, I just pray that as the word goes to them right now, that nothing is impossible for God. Or that You are with them, mighty man, mighty women of valor, mighty warriors, even though they may not feel like that, but they are still looked, that You still see them that way. And Father God, I just want to pray for each and every one right now. Lord, because You know what they are going through. You know what is happening, Lord. And Lord, maybe they have been feeling that squeeze. They have been feeling the challenge, how You have been challenging even them. They have been challenged by the situation, but they have also been challenged by You and Your word, Lord. Father, I just pray that the word that You have been placing within their lives, that Father, You stir it up and You stir up their faith and You stir up the confession that they can speak, Lord, when it comes to speaking in line with what You are saying, Father. And Father God, we just release Your will into their situation. We release where there seems to be hopeless things. We release Your will and Your power, God, into their lives right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray for those that have been challenged in a way that they haven't been challenged before, God. Lord, we just pray that throughout whatever they are facing at this moment of time, they will come out like Mary, like Gideon, with their faith stronger, knowing that what God has said has come to pass, Lord. And Father God, we just thank You, Jesus, that in the midst of their situation, in the midst of what they are going through at this moment of time, may You be the one who provides the manna. May You be the one who provides the bread. That Father God, even they don't know how it comes about, but it just comes. It's just there. It's the provision of God for every single day of their lives. We praise You and we worship You for it, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember to join us now for the Zoom session. Be blessed.